If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
In this bulletin, a rain-soaked opening to the Paris Olympics. Two arrests over an alleged drug ring operating from Villawood Detention Center. And in rugby league, Melbourne Storm defeats Parramatta 32-14. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. French-Canadian superstar Celine Dion has performed at a rain-soaked opening ceremony at the Paris Olympic Games. Athletes travel down the River Seine on a flotilla of barges and riverboats as billions watched on television. 80 of Australia's 460 contingent took part with Jess Fox and Eddie Aukenden carrying the flag for Australia. Lady Gaga sang in French as she delivered a burlesque take on the French classic Mon Truc en Plume. And after years out of the spotlight as she'd struggled with stiff person syndrome, Celine Dion gave a rendition of Edith Piaf's Hymn to Love under the Eiffel Tower. Some of those watching the ceremony decided to leave early because of the heavy rain. An immigration detainee and another man have been charged over an alleged drug ring operating from inside a detention facility. Police allege the 49-year-old dealt large amounts of methamphetamine using an encrypted messaging service from Villawood Immigration Detention Center in Sydney's West. Organized crime investigators claim he established and coordinated a network of runners who carried out transactions on his behalf. They say they found three mobile phones during the search of a unit at the center on the 11th of July. Police say 2 kilograms of methamphetamine and $169,000 in cash linked to the syndicate were previously seized by officers. Police also arrested a 24-year-old man they allege was a runner for the man in detention. Both men were refused bail following brief appearances in court. People have gathered in Byron Bay in northern New South Wales for the first of a series of nationwide rallies against domestic violence. Organized by What Were You Wearing Australia, the rallies are calling for more trauma-informed training for emergency responders and more funding for organizations that address violence by men. CEO of What Were You Wearing Australia, Sarah Williams, tells the ABC better education is key to reducing family violence.
We want to see our police, mental and medical staff be actually trained in trauma-informed care and have, you know all the insides outs of victim blaming. And hopefully that'll see victim survivors not be re-traumatized in the future.
And if you or someone you know needs support, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 131114. In an emergency, call 000. More than 29,000 Australians are taking part in the annual Dry July, which sees participants go alcohol-free throughout this month to raise funds for people affected by cancer. It first began in 2008, and the Dry July Foundation says a growing number of Australians are reassessing their drinking habits. Interim CEO of Dry July, Gillian Odbert, has told Nine Radio some of those taking part give up alcohol completely.
Feedback from our participants is if they participate in Dry July, 2 out of 5 of them actually do change and reduce their drinking post their experience, which is great. And we also know that they say, you know, compared to when we first started in 2008, now 65% of them say that it's socially acceptable to not drink, which is great when you're going out.
Donald Trump has had his first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years with the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He hosted Mr. Netanyahu and his wife Sarah at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Donald Trump criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for her remarks after her own meeting with the Israeli leader. She told Benjamin Netanyahu it was time for Israel to end the war in Gaza and negotiate a hostage deal. Mr. Trump says those remarks were disrespectful, and he branded Ms. Harris a destroyer.
She's a radical left person. San Francisco destroyed San Francisco. She's really a destroyer. She doesn't know how to build. And I think her remarks were disrespectful. They weren't very nice, pertaining to Israel. I actually don't know how a person who's Jewish can vote for her, but that's up to them. But she was certainly disrespectful to Israel, in my opinion.
The United Nations Security Council discussed the humanitarian situation in Gaza, including the legislation in the Israeli Knesset concerning the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East. The three draft bills propose banning UNRWA's operations in East Jerusalem, revoking UN privileges and immunities for staff, and designating UNRWA a terrorist organization. UNRWA's Deputy Commissioner General is Antonia Marie De Meo.
Together, we must push back against calls to dismantle the agency. UNRWA is targeted because of its role in safeguarding the rights of Palestine refugees and because it embodies the international community's commitment to a just and lasting political solution. UNRWA exists because a political solution does not. It exists because a Palestinian state that can deliver public services in its place does not.
In rugby league, Cameron Munster has got through his return match unscathed as Melbourne took a step closer to the minor premiership with a 32-14 win over Parramatta. Playing for the first time since tearing a groin 2 months ago, Munster came off the bench for the Storm but still played 52 minutes at 5/8. Melbourne were well below their best while the Eels spent large periods of the game camped on the visitors' try line after leading 8-6 early. The Storm did not play the ball inside the attacking 20-meter zone until the 47th minute and had two plays in total there for the match. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.